This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Thursday, and this night is going to be huge, and let's discuss all that we have on tap here. We are about to discuss rebellion, revolution, you, me. It's time to have a very serious talk. We'll get to that here in a minute. We're going to talk about what happened in Louisiana, the Ten Commandments in public schools, over 600,000 illegal kids gone, wartime spending, what's happening with your finances, emails. I'm going to take calls next hour, not for a while. I have a lot to get to. All that, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And on top of all that is the beautiful little cherry on top, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, so you need to email your questions in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, you know what? I want to start on an email because there's so much I could get into. Look, we could tackle, if you wanted, right off the bat, we could tackle this policy position laid out pretty clearly by Joe Biden.
Thanks to all the members of Congress and Homeland Security Secretary, I'm not sure
you're going to but I want to deal with this. Hey, Jesse, I guess I should set this up. This was a couple days ago. I came on here and said something I've explained before. We were talking about the Trump arrest and conviction, Hunter Biden's conviction, all the crazy things going on. And I explained that if you're older, the older you are, the harder this will be to accept. It's harder for me than it is for my kids to accept this truth. I'm 42. If you're 62, it'll be harder for you than it is for me. It's going to be an age thing. But the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years in the United States of America is not going to look anything like the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Where we're going is not where we've been. And hard as this may be to hear, we will never return to where we were. Ever. There's an old saying. I didn't come up with it, even though I'll take credit for it now because it's my show. The only way out is through. The only way out is through. There will not be a return. That's naive. That's not how it works with countries. Historically, it has never worked that way. As much as that may be what I want, and it is, to be honest with you, and as much as that may be what you want, it's not going to happen. I want to go backwards too. I want to live in a country where women can't vote. Stop. We can make jokes. Seriously, I want to go back. You want to go back. We can't go back. What we're doing now, the fights we're having now, it's going to determine what we look like in the future. That's why they matter. And I understand that's hard to hear. I got this email. Jesse, I cannot disagree with you more. The Constitution is a document that, if adhered to, will allow for our nation to return to the strong country we were in the 50s. We should not, I will not, accept the defeatist attitude that you so easily purport to be our miserable future. Simply unacceptable. Okay. So, all we have to do is adhere to the Constitution. Okay. That sounds good. How are we doing that? Anyone? I'm asking. That's what you said. Because I get this a lot. We have a bumper sticker understanding of politics. We do. That's part of our problem. What does that mean? All we have to do is adhere to the Constitution. Okay, the people we have elected hate the Constitution. Most of them have never even read it. They view it at best, as kind of a little speed bump for their plans. At worst, they view it as a terrible document that limits their powers. These are Democrats and Republicans. But you just said all we have to do is adhere to it. What does that mean? Let me clue you in on something. It means nothing. What you just said means nothing. It looks great on a bumper sticker. It's not reality. Here's reality. In the state of Texas, there's a hospital, Texas Children's Hospital. This hospital was mutilating 11 and 12-year-old children, mutilating them. They were mutilating these children, and it was illegal. In fact, they publicly announced they were going to stop mutilating kids because they were worried about criminal liability. But they didn't stop mutilating kids. They kept chopping off the breasts of little girls and the penises of little boys. One doctor who worked for Texas Children's Hospital was so mortified by what they were doing at Texas Children's Hospital that he came forward. He approached a journalist, Christopher Rufo, and he explained to him the illegalities that are going on within Texas Children's Hospital, and more important than the illegalities are what's going on, the destruction of children's bodies and minds, the demonic evil that is performing surgery on children of this age. And you know what happened after that? The federal government sent agents to his front door to apprehend him, and he's facing a decade in federal prison. So kindly take your email about the Constitution, roll it up in a nice little wad, and shove it exactly where you think you should shove it. Because I'm sick of nursery rhyme conservatism. It's time for anti-communism. It's time for aggressive anti-communism that takes on demons and intends to defeat them. We are good. They are evil. We must fight and win. And we're not going to fight with nursery rhymes. It's time to fight with teeth. And so let's talk about what that looks like. We have a doctor and now a nurse, Texas Children's Hospital, facing FBI agents pounding on their door. The United States of America's federal government went to its secret state police agency and sent them after whistleblowers who wanted child mutilation stopped. Your country doesn't look anything like the one you want it to. So, it's time. It's way past time, but it's time. It is time for red states to stand up to the federal government in tangible ways. In fact, this case is exactly where the line needs to be drawn. It should have been drawn a million years ago, don't get me wrong, but this case, it's time, Texas, if you're listening. This doctor cannot be allowed to go to federal prison. This doctor and this nurse, they cannot be allowed to be apprehended by the federal government. If it means a standoff between the Texas Rangers and the FBI, then that's what it means. Whatever it means, the time is now. The state of Texas must begin protecting its citizens from an evil federal government. It's time for a coalition of red states to join together against a demonic government that believes children should be mutilated by their doctors. The time is not tomorrow, not next year, not, well, let's see if Trump gets elected. The time is right freaking now. There should be a public statement today from the governor and AG of Texas saying, oh, this doctor, you can't have him. Oh, but the court said, but the FBI said, come get him. We'll be waiting for you. It's also time for the state of Texas. There's a field office right here in Houston. It's time for the FBI field offices statewide. Bye-bye. You are hereby notified. You have 30 days to pack up your stuff and leave. After that, if we find an FBI agent within the borders of Texas, he will be apprehended and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. If this sounds extreme to you, I would suggest you have no idea what time it is and no idea what kind of government we have now. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is kicking in doors to arrest doctors trying to stop child mutilation. The country we are going to have. I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know whether the good guys will win. I think we will. Sometimes the bad guys win. Again, drop the nursery rhyme conservatism. Open a history book. The bad guys win a lot. The good guys win a lot. I don't know what we're going to look like in the future, but I know the time is now to stop this evil government. This has gotten to a point where we need action. Not from us, not from you, not from me. It's time for red states to step up and do what we need them to do. And if they refuse, it's time for us to vote them all out and get people with the guts to do so. Period. End of story. If any of that offended you, please keep in mind, I don't give a crap. All right? And we're gonna talk about states and their power really quickly because they have incredible power. Let's discuss that. Before we discuss that, let's discuss you in pain. Pain sucks, doesn't it? It's freaking awful. And you know what's worse than stubbing your toe? And honestly, stubbing your toe is terrible. I know I do it all the time. I wear size 14s. I stub my toe all the time. That chronic pain, that nagging back pain, your knee getting to you all day. Oh, my hands hurt all day. You know your body is trying to fight that inflammation. The reason that pain is there every day is your body, it needs some support. That's what Relief Factor is. You take it daily. It's all natural, right? No drugs. You take it daily, and what you're doing is you're arming your body to fight that inflammation. Get some and take it for 3 weeks. 3 weeks and watch that pain fade away. 1-800-4-RELIEF, or you can go to relieffactor.com. You don't have to live with pain. Be pain-free. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Let's talk more about the states, because the time is now for the states to begin standing up to the federal government. Look, you're starting to see little glimpses of this across the country. Here's one. Remember Texas? Maybe you were speaking of Texas. Remember they decided to do Operation Lone Star? Where basically Texas said, okay, you guys aren't securing the border. You're not doing it on purpose. We are taking over. We're going to start securing our own border. Border crossings down 74% since Operation Lone Star got put into place. 74%. Your state, wherever you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, has incredible power. Power underneath the law. law enforcement power, infrastructure. States are powerful. States can do so much. The states created the federal government. The federal government did not create the states. The states existed before there was ever a federal government. And it is time to return to a society where the states are everything. That is a fact. The states can and will do a lot in the future. Are they going to do it fast enough? I don't know. But here's another truth that we have to discuss. We'll set aside the tranny stuff. Let's dig into this illegal stuff. The American people are being preyed upon by barbarians from the third world every single day. Every day we wake up to stories like this.
Five men in the U.S. illegally were arrested Monday morning in northeast Missouri after a teenage girl was reported missing in Indiana. The suspects are accused of kidnapping the 14-year-old from her home. They were tracked down in Macon County. All five...
14-year-old girl in her home in Indiana, thrown in the back of a van, suffers, who knows what, at the hands of five animals brought here on purpose by the federal government. We could do this all night.
Christian Inga was arraigned today in New York City on charges of sexually assaulting a 13-year-old girl after school last week in a shocking daylight attack. Police say the 25-year-old migrant from Ecuador approached two teens in the park at knife point. According to the criminal complaint, the suspect tied the boy and girl to one another, gagged them, then raped the girl before fleeing the scene. Outraged New Yorkers responded.
Are we waiting for him?
The federal government brought that guy here on purpose. They get on TV and they brag about how many barbarians they've brought into your country.
President Biden, he campaigned on making a safe, orderly, and humane immigration system. Do you believe that that has been accomplished?
We work at that every single day across the Department of Homeland Security, across our administration, with our partners to the south and around the world. We have established more lawful, safe, and orderly pathways than any other administration, and we are working every day to strengthen the security of our border.
They brag about it. They go on television and they tell people that amnesty is actually what you want, as the American people suffer rape, murder, can't afford the rent, the school's carpet bombed by this point in time, the hospitals, you have to speak Spanish to even walk through the waiting room, and still, this is what you get out of the federal government.
They can remain together as a whole family here in this country as a result of this executive order. Those are the things that matter most, and those are the ways in which President Biden continues to fight for communities across this country that really deserve the opportunity that we know is so important in this election.
Or, in some cases, when they have an honest moment, just a couple girls gabbing on Joyanne Reed's show, when they discuss the rape of a 13-year-old girl, they laugh.
This is one of the reasons that people have these sort of thinking. Here's the three cable networks reporting of this. Was our banner said, soon Biden announces legal protections for undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens. CNN's banner said, Biden announces new protections for some undocumented spouses. Here was Fox's banner, migrant arrested for raping 13-year-old in New York City.
Yes.
And so I think that's part of the problem, right?
Exactly.
Is that you have
that's a lot of
fear mongering.
Exactly. And that we...
If you happen to report on the fact that the barbarians are preying on American citizens, they'll either accuse you of being... fear mongering, or the president himself will simply get up in front of the American people and explain why you just don't understand.
We have to acknowledge that the patience and goodwill of the American people is being tested by their fears at the border. They don't understand a lot. These are the fears my predecessor is trying to play on when he says immigrants.
Yeah, they don't understand what's going on. No, we do understand. We understand the federal government has turned evil, that they are intentionally filling up the country with people who have no loyalty to it. We understand why they're doing it, because they view us as the enemy.
We Americans who believe in freedom, rights, freedom of speech, guns, things like that, we understand that they view us as the true enemy of the country, and they intend to fill up this country with a bunch of criminals to murder us and rape us. They intend to replace every single one of us. It's obvious. They brag about it every single day. And I ask, where are you red states? Why is there not already a red state coalition standing up against an evil federal government? Where are you? And you know why? You know why I started off with that email? Because I know why the red states won't do it. Well, that would, we just want to act normal. What if we just, the Constitution? The Constitution? The people who run the country hate the Constitution. It's a piece of paper now. It ain't going to save you. Grow some teeth and grow a couple things as something else, too. I'm not done yet. Hang on.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You'll love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in right now. All 3 hours dedicated to you and your questions. Get them into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll get back to the evil federal government. I just can't. Did you hear about how Juneteenth went in Oakland?
No, they shooting at each other.
I'm sorry. I know it's not funny. That's just the most Oakland soundbite in history. It's there. Quit. Focus. I need to read some emails. Dear Jesse. Dear Jesse, is it possible to take on-air phone calls from your audience? Seems to me your ratings could grow by leaps and bounds if this was included in your show. All right, pause on that for a second. I'll get to the rest of his email. Look, we are going to take some calls next hour. Don't call yet. There's no phone lines. I've got them all shut down like we always do. Don't call yet. We are going to take some calls next hour. As far as the ratings growing leaps and bounds, I doubt that very much. We're willing to do it every now and then, all right? Just remember, get to the point. Just really get to the point. And that's a very difficult thing for a lot of people to do. People have a hard time getting to the point. You need to. Anyway, the guy says, I think you are one of the best new talents I've come across. I agree with this guy, Chris, because you actually teach new things and people can actually learn from your insights. I've been lost since the passing of the great Rush Limbaugh. He was a teacher and an entertainer. Look forward to your take on issues. Many others just report stuff. You actually dig deep and make me think about things I never considered. The sky's the limit. That's very, very nice. Anyway, look at that. That guy has great taste in radio. Great taste in radio, Chris, unlike you. Mexican food maestro. You gave respect to California and Arizona for good Mexican food. What about New Mexico? I haven't been, but I hear it's pretty good too. New Mexico? Let me tell you something about New Mexico. I've spent a lot of time in New Mexico doing construction work. One, Albuquerque. I hate to give Albuquerque compliments because every time I do that, everyone from Albuquerque emails in and yells at me telling me what a dump Albuquerque is. I've not lived there for extended periods of time, but I enjoy Albuquerque. Yeah, I realize, Chris, you don't necessarily want to go out after dark, right? It could make me get a little dangerous, but Albuquerque has a Papado's. It's my first Papado's experience, which is amazing food. I've had good times in Albuquerque. Anyway, set that aside. Hatch Green Chilies. Everyone has at least seen the name Hatch Green Chilies. Hatch Green Chilies are from Hatch, New Mexico. Go to Hatch, New Mexico and eat. It's just some tiny little town. Oh, I've eaten everything there is to eat there. They've got Hatch Green Chili milkshakes. Quote, believe me, they're delicious. Oh yeah, Chris, delicious. Hatch Green Chili burgers. Yeah, New Mexico can cook, man. New Mexico can definitely cook. Speaking of cooking, Kathy Hochul says New Yorkers are cooking. It's because of climate change.
This is not a natural hot weather stretch for us here in the state of New York, especially upstate. But we are going to be seeing temperatures at levels we have not seen in our lifetimes. And I want to update New Yorkers on what we're doing about this significant public health event.
It's not a public health event. It's hot. The earth, the climate itself. You know it goes through patterns, right? This is a historical thing. It goes through patterns. No matter where you live, whether it's New York, Texas, I don't care, Mexico, Europe, wherever you live, climate goes through patterns. You will have years that are wetter than others. You will have years that are drier than others, hotter than others, colder than others. The weather goes through patterns. But these morons take the weather patterns and they try to justify their dirtball climate communism by saying they're public health emergencies. And remember this. Remember how they responded the last time there was a, quote, public health emergency. You do remember what that turned into, right? You being forced to wear a mask on a plane, little Aiden, Jaden, and Braden having to do remote learning because the school was shut down. You couldn't have your business open. You couldn't go to the gym. Of course, you could go to the liquor store. You could go buy weed somewhere. Other than that, they shut it all down in the name of public health. All right. Let's set all that aside. Here's a little bit of good news before we talk about the Ten Commandments. That'll be spicy. I've been calling for more aggression from red states. We are getting better. And it's more than just the Texas border security thing. Missouri's AG, they're actually suing companies now. They're suing IBM because IBM did what really all of major corporate America is doing. IBM decided to be racist against white people, systemically racist. Not the standard racism, which actually isn't that big of a deal. I'm talking about individual racism. It's just not that important when an individual is racist. If I hated black people, you would just avoid me if you're black, and you should. If a Mexican hates me because I'm white, I would just not talk to him. It's not a big deal. Systemic racism is a big deal. When you are a second-class citizen in your society, you don't have the same access to education. You don't have the same access to a job. When racism becomes part of the system itself, just think about what black people went through during segregation. That's systemic racism. You don't have the ability to escape it. That is a big deal. And that's the kind of system we have now in America for white people. Remember, we covered that story a while back. Corporate America, they bragged about it. It was an article bragging about it, how corporate America decided they'd hired too many white people. And they went over all the corporate America jobs, and it was something like 96% of them went to non-whites, even though white people were 50% of the country. That's systemic racism. You can't do that. Well, Missouri's AG's suing them for it. That's the kind of stuff that's good, all right? Now that we're offending everyone tonight, let's talk about something else that's good. In Louisiana, it is now required that the Ten Commandments be displayed in government schools. It is required. You can imagine how this is being responded to. ACLU suing Louisiana, of course, about the whole thing. Some dirty commie went on television, started whining about it.
I'm very opposed to it. And it's not anything to do with disliking religion. It's just that there are different religions that exist in our communities. I've taught Jehovah's Witnesses. I've taught Muslim students. I have really great Muslim teacher friends who are going to now have to display Christianity as the accepted or promoted religion in our state.
Okay, it's the accepted and promoted religion in your state, and it should be. And if there's a Muslim who has a problem with it, they can friggin' leave. Most Muslims, however, agree with the Ten Commandments, and they'll be fine with it. Most Jews agree with the Ten Commandments, and they'll be fine with it. After all, it's in the Old Testament. And read the Ten Commandments. Hey, well, I'm an atheist. No, you don't understand. I'm not even coming at this from a religious point of view. Read the Ten Commandments. Which one of those don't you agree with? I always ask people this. Have you read them? Which one do you have a real problem with? Do you think you should be able to murder? Steal? Steal your neighbor's wife? Which of the Ten Commandments are you not a big fan of? They're good. And so let's discuss, which you should never discuss on the radio, which of course I do. Let's discuss religions, culture. Why these people have such a problem with it. Let's discuss that. Before we do that, let's discuss something incredible, wonderful, helping people. Helping people who need it. You know what we don't think about right now? Because we're going to go over some of the federal deficit stuff and what it means for households and how bad people are hurting. We don't consider how bad widows hurt in bad economies. You know, you, me, we suffer that. Fallen first responder family, they suffer. They suffer big time. The Gold Star family, they suffer big time. Dad's gone. Mom's gone. Where do they get help? Tunnel to Towers is out there helping the widows and orphans who are left behind when mom or dad don't come home from cop duty that day, don't come home from Afghanistan, homeless veterans out on the streets. Where do these people get help? Tunnel to Towers is where they get help, and your $11 a month is how they are helped. Go to T2T.org. $11 a month is what they ask for. T2T.org. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we still have more than 2 hours to go on the Jesse Kelly Show. And if you missed a second of it, I got a little mad in the beginning. I will admit, my blood pressure got a little bit high in the beginning, and I wasn't anticipating that. If you missed any part of that or any part of the show, download the whole show, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. All right, now let's get back to this. Louisiana's putting the Ten Commandments in public schools. Now, I understand this is one of those things you either love or hate, or maybe it just makes you a little uncomfortable. It'll totally depend on your belief system. If you're a Christian, a Catholic, someone like that, Mormon, someone listening to the sound of my voice, you love it. Maybe you're a Muslim or a Jew or an atheist. Maybe you like it. Maybe it makes you a little uncomfortable. Maybe you hate this. Maybe you say things, because I see this a lot. Maybe you say things like, we don't need any of that in school. Just get all that leftist filth out of the schools and get the Ten Commandments out of schools and just teach math and English and writing. Have you ever said that? Well, let's talk about that. Because that's a reasonable take. That's a very reasonable take. Hey, just don't preach in schools. Don't teach any of that stuff in schools. Teach little Aiden, Jaden, and Braden how to do math and complete sentences and speak and call it a day. That's a reasonable take. But as often is the case, there are takes that acknowledge human nature and takes that do not. Have you ever, what do you know about New Guinea? Stay with me here. What do you know about New Guinea? Have you ever studied any part of the World War II in New Guinea? You probably don't know much about it. Most people don't. And here's the main reason. There was fierce American fighting there, but not that much. It was kind of an Australia versus Japanese thing. And since this wasn't mainly our affair, well, we don't care that much about it. And I'm not going to go into a bunch of detail on it, but they call it Green Hell. If you go look up the worst tropical diseases on the planet, they're all in New Guinea. If you look up the most brutal, horrific environments on the planet, they're all in New Guinea. You want jungles? They got it. Mountains? They got it. Freaking crocodiles? They got it. You name it. Deadly diseases, deadly bugs, deadly snakes, deadly spiders, deadly altitude, deadly cold, deadly heat, deadly, the whole freaking place will kill you. New Guinea's a terrible place. One of the reasons, one of the main reasons the fighting in New Guinea might have been the most awful war experience in all of World War II, one of the main reasons is the commanders, the generals on every side, MacArthur, the Japanese, the Australians, they looked at a map to figure out how to get guys food, medical supplies, and ammunition. But maps don't tell the story. Unless you're on the ground staring up at a 4,000-foot jungle mountain you have to traverse, you don't understand the reality of it. Now, let's go back to what we were just talking about. We have to understand and accept reality of life. Whatever your belief system is, this is a reality of life. Religion will be taught in your child's school. Religion is being taught in your child's school. You understand that? It is being taught. Your child is learning a belief system in school. Your child is learning this is right, this is wrong, this is evil, this is good, this is to be revered, this is the cause you want to pursue, this is the ultimate good, the higher cause, this is the ultimate bad, the evil, the devil incarnate. Your child is learning a religion in school. Make sure it's yours. Or in the very least, make sure it's not openly hostile to yours. You see, the truth is, these people, they'll do the, I don't have any problem with religion thing. I just want to be tolerant. Oh, they have a big problem with your religion.
I'm very opposed to it. And it's not anything to do with disliking religion. It's just that there are different religions that exist in our communities. I've taught Jehovah's Witnesses. I've taught Muslim students. I have really great Muslim teacher friends who are going to now have to display Christianity as the accepted or promoted religion in our state.
She loves religion. She has a religion. It's not yours. The only thing I want you to take away from this is there's no such thing as a secular school, a secular town, a secular state, a secular society. That is not something that exists. Even if you're a born and bred atheist, pagan, I don't care what your belief system is, that's your frigging business. Secular is not a thing that exists because human beings are created to worship something. It's why every human in the history of the world, every society, I should say, large and small, has had a religion. It is a necessary part of the human condition. We will worship. You will worship. I will worship. The dirty communists who run this country want to make sure you can't worship the true God. They want to make sure you have to worship the devil like they do. Push back on that and never, ever, ever fall for the lie. This is a lie sold to you by the commies, I should note. Never fall for the lie. There are secular schools, secular institutions, secular nations. No, there are not. Every nation, school and otherwise, has a religion. You can choose one that is good and tolerant of other religions, or you can choose communism. It's not so tolerant after all. All right? All right. Hey, Trump and Biden, they're debating next week. Sean Spicer, right next to Donald Trump. Nobody knows Donald Trump better. We're going to do something different. We're going to open next hour with a guest. Sean Spicer is going to join us, and we're going to do a little Trump-Biden debate talk. That'll be fun, right? Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.